This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, maybe he is the world's worst director, but at least he's got the nerve to open this weekend against Steven Spielberg, the Uwe Boll story on Day to Day.
But first, an Indian tribe and a sheriff's department are in a brutal fight here in Southern California. There have been a number of fatal shootouts on the Saboba Indian Reservation. That's about 90 miles north of San Diego. From member station KPCC, Stephen Cuevas prepared this report.
The latest violence came last Monday. Riverside County Assistant Sheriff Patrick McManus says a couple of security guards at the Saboba Casino had just begun their evening shift. A black car slowly drove past their booth.
Guns pointed out the window and they shot up the guard shack. So they dived to the ground and began dialing 911.
911, state your emergency.
Hello, I'm calling from Saboba Road.
Okay.
There's a shooting here.
Was somebody shot?
No, I don't know.
Moments after deputies got to the scene, that black car came back.
Two people got out of the vehicle and fired on the deputies. Our deputies were not hit, but one vehicle was shot up pretty good. The back window was blown out. And there was some rounds in the side.
SWAT teams were called in and chased the suspects deep into the foothills of the reservation. After a long standoff, tribe members Joseph Aris and Angelica Lopez were shot dead. The reservation was then locked down so the crime scenes could be secured. This meant residents could not enter or leave the reservation for hours. At a press conference just outside the reservation's main gate, tribe chairman Robert Salgado had this message for his members.
They got all the SWAT teams, they got their guns loaded, so you know, they're probably going to shoot first and ask questions later. So I just want you all to stay inside, and we'll try to get through the scenes as soon as we can.
Salgado called the law enforcement response excessive and compared sheriff's deputies to the 7th Cavalry and a department commander to Colonel Custer. The tribe is considering legal action against the department for possible civil rights abuse. Jack Schwartz is the tribe's attorney.
Whether or not in the performance of their duties they have violated the rights of either any alleged fugitives or the rights of any bystanders or members of the tribe, or if they have violated any of the rights of the tribal government.
Nine deputies were put on administrative leave after the shooting. This week, all were back on duty. Assistant Sheriff Patrick McManus says his deputy's response was appropriate last Monday and on prior occasions when dealing with potentially violent suspects on the reservation. Since December, four Saboba tribe members have been killed in armed standoffs with sheriff's deputies. There have been other incidents, too. County firefighters have come under random gunfire while responding to calls on the reservation. McManus says sheriff's deputies will now only answer emergency calls that can be verified and only if deputies have ample backup.
We don't want our folks getting hurt, and if the tribe views that as excessive staffing, when you have that history of police officers and deputy sheriffs being shot at by, you know, various people, we just want to be careful.
Both the sheriff's department and the tribal chair blame the violence on a small group of tribe members that may be caught up with gangs and drugs. James Fletcher heads the Bureau of Indian Affairs office in Southern California. He says because of the tribe's sovereign status, outside law enforcement can only do so much.
Because they're not open to the general public. So there are these islands that sometimes may become havens for methamphetamine production and stuff because they're closed, and they're close-knit communities. They're really tight-knit communities.
As the violence increases, so too does the war of words. Tribal Chair Salgado claimed the deputy-involved killings are retaliation. The tribe severed a $500,000 contract for policing of the reservation with the sheriff's department back in 2006, saying the patrols were ineffective. But one sheriff's official countered that patrols were maybe too effective and insinuated that top tribe officials are covering for their criminal members.
This is going to have to stop.
At last week's Riverside County Board meeting, Supervisor Jeff Stone urged both sides to cool down.
We will work cooperatively with the Saboba tribe, with the sheriff, to ensure not only the public safety for the residents that live on the reservation, but also, just as important, the public safety officers that are putting their lives on the line every time they come into the reservation and are subjected to random gunfire.
On Friday, tribe leaders did meet with sheriff's department officials. The closed-door session was mediated by the U.S. Department of Justice and Bureau of Indian Affairs. Both sides agreed on a possible framework for a new agreement that could involve the resumption of reservation patrols. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Cuevas.